This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Kent, Zoe, it's lovely to have you in the studio. When I was doing research for Can't Do Tomorrow, which is what we're here to talk about, I did think it was very interesting. As we just mentioned, it's an art exhibition next year, 2020. Which I think is very exciting because usually we get things that are very, very close and then we talk about it and then it's over. But this is something that we can, you're obviously building up to over a period of time. So I did want to mention, as we are going into it within the next year, let's just quickly go back a second. And I just wanted to ask, how did this initiative begin? How did you create the idea of Can't Do Tomorrow?
Oh, big question. I think there were a number. There are a number of different factors that kind of all went into why we are here talking about Can't Do Tomorrow Now.
We've got a group of people who have all got a background in touring shows, arts events. I guess the basis of it is the venue. We've got a business that's based in an old wool store. I mean, many of you catch the train down the city line will probably see it. It's out the back of Kensington. It's an old wool store that sits next to the mills out there. And that's been the basis of another business for a very long time and has been an arts business. It's had 80 different businesses in there for a long time. Many people haven't managed to actually get inside it before
because
it's been exciting. Built. So it's a beautiful, it ranges. It was built late 1800s, early 1900s.
Yeah.
It is about to be redeveloped, sections of it, but the section we have is about 7,500 square metres. So the place is massive.
Wow, so you've only got a section.
It's a huge building. And so we used it for a long time to build shows, touring shows and sets out of. And now we're looking at trying to throw open the doors because there is already a fairly large street art culture around the area. We'd like to expand on that. From there, what we've done is we've managed to drag the likes of Zoe in, who has a background in visual arts and running fairs. But I guess we're kind of at pains to point out that it's not actually an art fair. It's a festival. So while there is work for sale, we've got it's actually interactive. There'll be bands. There's live stages. We're expecting you to come and hang out for a while, not just come through with your checkbook. Bring it.
Definitely bring it.
Don't leave it at home.
No, but exactly right. It's a celebration of urban art and contemporary culture. Yeah. And as Kent said, it's a festival.
Clint, sorry.
Where's my mind? And it's running over two weekends at the end of February. Yeah. So it's a summer festival, and it's in every shape or form going to be pretty epic.
Yeah, and essentially you guys are actually reaching out, trying to find more artists, aren't you?
Yes, well, so the idea is that the festival will showcase work in three different sectors.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's quite fun. We've got Unleash, Unlock and Unlimited.
Oh, wow.
Unleash is essentially for emerging and unrepresented artists, and they will be taking an actual space at the festival and selling work direct to the public. So I think that works on a number of different levels from an audience perspective, being able to come and interact with the artists themselves. I think that's fairly unique and something that will bring a lot more value to the overall experience. And then from an artist perspective as well, they get to meet and interact directly with their buyers and with visitors. Not only that, with the 80 other exhibiting artists that are going to be showcasing there, as well as galleries, and I'll kind of talk about that. So that's Unleash. And Unlock is our sector for galleries, and there'll be a number of, established galleries that are showcasing work within the street and urban art discipline. And again, that's really interesting from an artist perspective, being there, being able to kind of interact and associate with the galleries. And then we've got Unlimited, which is the pretty special...
That's the VIP.
Yeah, well, that's the site-specific, awe-inspiring installations. And we're working with a number of really amazing artists already to create some pretty awesome work.
Wow.
It's really cool just to hear it because obviously Melbourne is this cultural hub of artwork. And I did read that you guys, it's things like sculptures as well.
Yep.
So it's not just kind of just like... gallery work in the sense of fine art of paintings and things
Absolutely
like that.
Definitely not.
It's very open.
Yeah.
I think that's the whole point, that it is a completely different way of artists being able to utilise a platform to showcase work, and then also for the audience to be able to come and experience it in a really different way. So there'll be paintings and sculpture, stencil, murals,
video
work, projections, literally you name it, we'll have it. And then outside of that as well, music is going to be playing a really big role in bringing this festival together.
The full program will be announced in November this year. What type of artwork?
Someone's reading the questions. I did want to say that obviously this is, it's not just an art show where you get a bunch of artists, some paintings, and you just throw them on the walls. And it's obviously been so well prepared and thought out with your different, you know, your three different sections.
Yep.
You've got the incredible venue in Kensington, which obviously plays a big part of the shows itself, you know, the exhibition as a whole. It's not just, oh, we'll just put it in a random venue and it'll work out, you know? So I think, how long has this been going for? How long has this been in the works for you guys?
Yeah, because you've done a lot of thought.
We're up to 10 months now planning so far. I mean, I think the very big difference when you make these shows is we all work in the industry, we make these shows or different shows, music festivals, things like that. You've usually got, if you're lucky, you've got a week in a venue before the show opens, which means you've got a very, you know, you're quite limited with what you can create. The fact of the matter is we're 7 months out, if I got my maths right there, 7 months out, and we're actually starting building now.
Yeah, wow.
So there's some of the larger installations have actually started. There's a full-time team of builders on site that are creating some, I don't want to drop anything yet, because there's some pretty amazing installations going in there that, you know, we've got cranes and all sorts of stuff in there at the moment, dragging stuff around and making all sorts of noise. So, I don't know. It's late summer. It's the end of February. We want sunshine, refreshment.
Yeah.
You know, there's beautiful big bars, and it's going to be something else. It's going to be one of those ones that you're either there or you'll wish you were.
Because I was going to ask one of my following questions, but you might not give me the secret. I was going to say, is there any artists that you'd like to, that you're excited for, that we should be excited for?
Or can you
not mention?
We've got some great artists on the sheet. We've got some great artists that are you know, bubbling away in the background that we're not ready to announce yet. But
you'll secretly tell us.
Watch this space. When the mic's off and the light goes out, we'll talk all about it. Yeah.
Well, also as well, if any artists are interested in getting involved in this, where would they go to help?
Yes.
Where to get involved?
So they can do that via a number of different ways. Obviously, social media and Instagram is a great one. Otherwise, jump on our website at can'tdotomorrow.com.
Yeah.
And there's a section there that says artists, and basically there's all the information that we have just spoken about now on the website, and there's a call for artists page and an application process as well. It's really straightforward, no fee to apply or anything like that. You just need to jump online, tell us about yourself, tell us about your work, tell us why you want to get involved, and we will then basically take all those submissions and have a discussion as to the type of space that is going to be available to these artists.
Wow, it sounds like it's not like your average, fill out a form, you get a cubicle, have fun.
The whole point is that we're disrupting what is traditional.
You guys are so involved with this.
Oh, yeah.
It's like kind of a baby in a way, and it's not just your average, like...
it's to not me, your it's average not
a,
baby.
Yeah.
It's not your average baby, it's a big, it's a ugly, baby. Unwieldy baby. Yes.
No, that's absolutely right. The whole idea is to be doing something... pretty different, and I think that's what's going to really set it apart.
Yeah, no, you've definitely taken, like, that's the way I like to look at art, without, you know, all the money kind of thing. And you guys, the way you approach it, it's, you guys are doing this for the love of art, the love of the culture.
Absolutely.
You know, not charging fees or anything like that, and I just think I'm very excited for this festival. And I've got a lot of artist friends, so you're going to get a lot of applications coming in through.
That's what we wanted to hear.
I hope so. I love the idea. I think it sounds incredible. It's running from the 20th to the 29th of February in 2020, and artist submissions are open now. So if you are listening, everyone, and you are a budding artist or you're a very, very experienced artist, either way, get your submission in, because I'd like to be attending, so yeah. I... obviously want to have the whole immersive experience and see some great artwork while I'm there.
Yeah.
I wanted to thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us.
I'm very excited.
Zoe
very excited
and Kent for being here this morning in the studio to chat to us about Can't Do Tomorrow. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.